Now we have here the Lord Jesus healing this woman with an issue of blood, and then connected closely with it is the raising of the daughter of Jairus. Now let me read verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again, now he returns back to his land by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians. Dr. Luke, who was a physician, said she couldn't be healed, but Mark says that she'd suffered many things of the physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. You see, this matter of medical expense being so great today is not new at all. Verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And then you have this incident of the fact he says, Who touched me? And the disciples said, Who touched you? Well, the whole crowd was here, touch you. But only one touched him in faith for healing. He's like that today. I think we got a lot of folk. There are some of us call them the Jesus boys. They're running around saying today, yes, it's Jesus this and Jesus that, and they use his name. And somebody says, well, they certainly know him. Well, they've touched him, but not like this woman touched him. She touched him for healing. And she had been in this condition 12 years. And do you notice that the little girl was 12 years old? 12 years of suffering coming to an end, and 12 years of light entering darkness now, the darkness of death. And I think the Father who had come saw our Lord talking to this woman, dealing with her, and he says, Oh, why doesn't he hurry? Doesn't he know that my little girl is so sick at home and that she'll die unless he moves? Well, our Lord purposely did not move. He healed this woman. And then while he's dealing with her, that incident is transpiring. A servant came from the home of this ruler of the synagogue and whispered to him. And what he said to him was this, You just let the master alone. No use talking to him. The little girl is dead. And the Lord Jesus said, Well, only believe. And now he goes to the home. And there were those there who didn't believe, and they had them put out, you will recall. And when they were put out, why, then he went in. And it says, verse 41, he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And I still think that Talitha cumi. It was an expression in the Aramaic that the little girl would have understood. It was her native tongue. I think it could be translated like this, Little lamb, wake up. That's what he said to her. And that's a sweet, lovely thing. I don't know about you. You'll find our Lord raised a little girl, a man of middle age, that is in the vigor of young manhood, the widow's son of Nain, and then an elderly man, a senior citizen, a Lazarus. And he raised them all the same way he spoke to them. But this little girl represents the little folks, the ones, I think, before they reach the age of accountability, and he said to her in this lovely way, Wake up, little lamb. And I know right now I'm speaking to a lot of folk that have lost little ones. I found that out when we lost our first little one, and what a sad thing it was for us. And it's wonderful to me to know that one of these days, He's going to speak again, and he'll say, Little lamb. He'll be talking to my little lamb and to your little lamb, and he'll say, Wake up. Wake up, little lamb, and we'll have them someday. What a beautiful, wonderful thing this is. It's a demonstration of his power. We are told here in verse 42, Straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. He charged them straightly that no man should know it. and commanded that something should be given her to eat. And isn't that practical? What do you think about a 12-year-old girl, a boy for that matter, when they are waked up from sleep and now made well? What do they want to do? They want to eat. He said, feed the little one. How practical this is and how wonderful it is. Here are these three great miracles that, to my judgment, demonstrate the great message of the Gospel of Mark, that he's God's servant and with God's power, and he's a man of action, and he's come not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And here you have him in this chapter here doing three wonderful things. He casts out demons out of the man in Gadara. He heals the woman with an issue of blood. And he raises this little daughter of Jairus, a little 12-year-old girl.